And now, Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar. 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
I've just driven several versions of Ford's large Everest SUV, the Thai-built Everest based on Ford's highly successful Ranger Ute platform. First released in a rather expensive 7-seat range, Ford has just expanded the Everest with 2-wheel drive and 5-seat versions of the entry and ambient model. As such, the 2-wheel drive ambient 5-seater now kicks off at a sharp $47,990, lowering the entry point by $7,000. Mid-range Trend and top-spec Titanium models also dropped by $2,000. Just one drivetrain, 3.2-litre five-cylinder turbo diesel and six-speed auto, and it's smooth and progressive with great throttle response. I drove both two- and four-wheel drive variants. From my perspective, the two-wheel drive, the best all-rounder, lighter and more nimble about town. I much prefer it to Holden's Colorado Trailblazer, which also kicks off at $47,990, but in all-wheel drive guise. Of course, if you're into heavy four-wheel driving, the four-wheel drive Everest would be the one to own. It's rugged, well-built and very strong. The two-wheel drive has the same ground clearance and will go most places, but it's perhaps the best all-rounder for the average mix of on- and off-road activity. A great tow vehicle with 3,000 kilo brake capacity and fitted with the excellent trailer sway control for safer towing. An excellent upgrade is the addition of an 8-inch colour touchscreen across all models with full colour reversing camera. I'm David Berthon.